Olson, Brother and Sister, OA. St. Helena, California, January 2, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Olson, I was very glad to hear from you. I read with interest all that you wrote in regard to the work in Australia. There is a world to save, and we must not forget that Christ's work was that of soul saving. We have our work to do, but if you are wise, you will take periods of rest. In regard to the line of work that you speak of for Dr. James and Brother Simmons, I had thought of this, and I think that by the two blending, the medical work in Victoria could be well manned and well carried forward, that is, if Dr. James is favorable to the matter. I plunge right into this matter, because I see light in the plan suggested. If the two can unite, Brother Simmons can do much in connection with a fully qualified physician. We can see light in this, for Brother Simmons now to spend 5 years taking a medical course would not be consistent, for the time in which we have to work is short. But this is all I think I need to say on this line. I think it is wisdom for you to provide yourself with a cottage on the sanitarium farm. Then Sister Olson can have a quiet, peaceful place in which to rest. And if she is sick, the sanitarium is close at hand. I believe this is the right thing to do. One thing God requires of us all, to be cheerful and hopeful in Him. We are passing through a crisis. Dr. Kellogg has come out decidedly against the testimonies, and he is seeking to draw other physicians into the same position. I hope to be able to send you a copy of letters telling about the way in which matters were handled in Battle Creek by Elders Daniels and Irwin. The deceptive influence was strong. The unbelief was very marked, and the demonstration on the part of Dr. Kellogg very forcible. But the power of the Lord was manifest. We must now be most earnest in bearing decided testimonies for the Lord's work. We must now make the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will give themselves to Him fully and without any reservation? No longer will Dr. Kellogg have the influence that he has had among Seventh-day Adventists. My message is firm and decided. With hearts united, we are to proclaim the truth. God is the eternal, uncreated source of all life, natural and spiritual. He who at the last trump will change the saints from mortality to immortality is our power and efficiency today. The power of the eternal God is to be our strength and support. There are not to be schisms and divisions in the Lord's family. Our Savior's last prayer for His disciples was that they might be one, as He is one with the Father. To this end, we are constantly to bend all our interest and our zeal. This love must be fulfilled in the union, in the sanctified love of God's people. In this work is our peace.